Welcome back to our Claritas U course on abortion. Now, we've learned a ton of great stuff so far, and by now, you should have a pretty deep understanding of the abortion issue. In this video, which is the last lesson in our course, we're going to learn some final practical tips and strategies to discuss abortion more effectively, more fruitfully. Here's the first tip. Always find common ground. Now, of course, this is a great strategy for any hot-button topic, but it's especially useful with abortion. Because abortion is such an emotionally heated topic, you always want to look for shared principles or points on which you can agree with the other person. Then, from there, once you have that shared agreement, you can jump into where you disagree. But how do you do that? How do you find common ground? Where, here are some good questions to ask. I get these from the pro-life apologist Steve Wagner. They're quoted in Trent Horn's book, Persuasive Pro-Life, and I found them to be really, really effective. Here's the first question to find common ground. You can say, what do you think about late-term abortions? Your goal is to get them to agree that at least some abortions, like late-term abortions, especially those in the final months of the pregnancy, are wrong. And when they admit that, you can probe and ask, why? You might say, well, if you think they should be illegal, then where would you draw the line? Why did you pick this stage to outlaw abortions? Here's a second question to ask. Do you believe that men should have the choice to abort their fetuses, their unborn children? Do you think men should be allowed to force their pregnant girlfriend or wife to abort their child? Do you think that men should be charged with the murder of a human being if they kill a pregnant woman's fetus? Do you think that the punishment should change if the fetus was unwanted? You see, your goal here is to expose the inconsistency between thinking that it's okay for a mother to kill her unwanted child, but not the father, and to show that it doesn't matter whether the mother kills the child or the father kills the child or whether it's wanted or unwanted. It's wrong either way. Here's a third question to ask. What do you think about aborting a fetus simply because she's female? Now, most people are against sex-selective abortion, so get them to agree on that, to agree that you both are against some abortions, but then ask why sex-selective abortions are wrong. Here's a fourth question to ask. Would you prefer that there were fewer abortions? Now, most people would say yes. In fact, I've never met anyone who actually thinks we need more abortions. But why? What is it about abortion that they find unpleasant? Pro-choice supporters, including many politicians, say that abortion should be safe, legal, and rare. But why rare? Again, what's wrong with abortion that makes us want to reduce the number of abortions? Here you want to find common ground by saying, yeah, I agree with you. We need fewer abortions, but then use that agreement to explore the question, why? Why fewer abortions? Here's a fifth and final question. Should abortion be legal through all 9 months of pregnancy for any reason? If not, why not? Where do you think the cutoff should be, and why do you draw the line there? Again, the goal of these five questions is not to make the other person look silly or evil, but to find common ground. The point is to see where you can both agree and then detect the shared principles that undergird that agreement. For example, if you and I both agree that late-term abortions are wrong, that it's wrong to kill a child 5 minutes before she's born, then we can probe together to determine why that's wrong, hopefully leading the other person to agree that it's wrong because the child is just as human 5 minutes before birth as 5 minutes afterward, and therefore we shouldn't kill the child. So ask questions like this to see if you can find common ground. That's the first general tip for discussing abortion. Let's turn to a second tip. Acknowledge the other person's good intentions. Now, it's tempting when talking about something as awful as abortion to see a pro-choice supporter as simply evil. After all, they support an evil practice that kills an innocent unborn child. However, most of these people are not willfully evil. They're not malevolent. They're just deeply misguided and confused. In fact, many of them actually think they're choosing the most compassionate and fair position. So if you want to have a productive dialogue and potentially change their mind about abortion, you can't approach them in an accusatory or belittling way. You want to instead first acknowledge that they have good intentions. So you might say something like, "You know, I think we can both agree that abortion is really emotional and complicated, and that each woman's experience is different. I think that you have a really good heart and that you're trying to do what's best for people, especially women, and I really admire that." By setting the stage that way, by affirming the other person's good intentions, you'll make it far more likely that they'll listen to what you have to say. But then you can transition by saying something like, "You know, but wouldn't you agree that sometimes people with good intentions can be confused about what they choose? You see where I'm coming from here? Don't you think that it's possible that even if both of us are trying to do good and be compassionate, that it's possible that at least one of us is confused about our beliefs, about the best way to do that?" Now, your goal here is to both affirm that the other person's heart is in the right place and to show that their mind might be misguided despite their good heart. Does that make sense? It may not seem like a big deal, but when you start a conversation that way by acknowledging their good intentions, you'll be in a much, much better position to win them over. Trust me on that. Here's a third strategy. Keep emphasizing equality. Equality is such a buzzword in our culture. Everyone, especially progressive political groups, champion equal rights. They want equal rights for same-sex couples, equal rights for transgender people, equal rights for migrants and refugees and racial minorities. So when discussing abortion, channel that passion to support equal rights for the unborn. So you might say something like, "You know, I just think that everyone should be treated equally, no matter how big or small, young or old. I think all human beings should have an equal right to life. Don't you agree? Don't you think that we should treat all humans equally? I just think the unborn should be treated with the same care that we give to other human beings, and that we should never isolate one class of people, especially an innocent, vulnerable minority like the unborn, and say to them, you don't get any rights." What you're trying to do here is to get the other person to make a choice. They really have three options. Either they agree with you that all people, including the unborn, have an equal right to life, which would be consistent with their passion for equality. Or second, they acknowledge they don't want to give equal rights to this group of humans. Or thirdly, they deny that the unborn are humans at all. But no matter which of those options they choose, you'll know how to proceed based on the lessons in this course. If they choose the first option, great, you've convinced them to protect unborn life. If they choose the second option, which says the unborn don't deserve equal rights to life, then you can press them on that position and ask why, if the unborn are human, they deserve less rights than other humans. You can use the trot out the toddler strategy to do this. And then if they choose the third path, where they deny that the unborn are human at all, then use the facts from lesson one in this course to show why they're just as human as the rest of us. So those are three very effective strategies for discussing abortion. First, find common ground. Second, acknowledge the other person's good intentions. And third, keep emphasizing equality. Use these tactics, and I promise your conversations will be much more fruitful and productive. Well, this was the last video lesson in our course on abortion here at Claritas U, but it's not the end of the course itself. We still have two more videos. Next up is our book talk video, where I'm going to share with you some of my favorite books on the abortion issue. And then we'll have our live Q&A video, where you can ask me whatever questions you have about the topic. So stay tuned, and I'll see you in the next video.